When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is my favorite day of the week.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Hello and welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing. This is the show where we show you how to create massive and passive streams of income using real estate. It's often been described, or how I think of it, if this is a money show disguised as a real estate show, because it really is just the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating epic wealth. And, you know, just the vehicle of real estate makes it attainable by just about anybody that wants to go after it. So glad you found us. Glad you're here. It is going on our eighth year almost. I can't even believe it. And just want to thank you for that, because we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you and you sharing this with your friends and your family, because that's kind of how podcasts grow. It's really just kind of a word of mouth thing. There's no real place to advertise it or promote it. So we're here just because of you. So thank you very much. Eternally grateful. Today, I'm joined by one of my clients who has taken what he's learned inside of the Epic Pro Academy and also accessing the multiple streams of support. He's gone out there into the real world and he's put his own little twists and modifications, and he's become a really badass real estate investor on his own right. And I owe a lot of that, I credit a lot of that to his own intuition, his own resourcefulness, really a smart guy. And so please help me welcome Mr. Stuart Gethner. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So let me ask you, what were you doing just before you found Epic Real Estate?
Well, I was in real estate. I was trying to be a full-time real estate investor. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had the keys, the solutions, the insights, read the books, and bought the books and tapes in the back of the room, attended the seminars. And right. I was doing, you know, a few deals a year. Mm-hmm. And so not really making it per se, but having enough success to keep me going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, cool. So in what ways has life and business overall changed since working with Epic?
So I'll tell you, Matt, I'm kind of new to podcasts, although I've been listening to yours for a couple of years. When I got introduced to podcasts, I went on there for education-based. Mm-hmm. And I started looking for real estate. And that's how I stumbled across yours and a couple other podcasts as well.
Right.
And I got to be honest, man, you were spot on. When you would talk about the different problems or trials and tribulations, challenges that we have as investors, mm-hmm. you were spot on. I was experiencing exactly what you would talk about. And you would provide solutions. Just like free, like try this or try that or download my Epic worksheet or attend this. Uh-huh. And I would show up and I would download it and I would start working some of the strategies that you had. And I got to tell you, you know, I wasn't far off, but with a lot of your insight and wisdom and knowledge, it really exploded for me. My business has become full time and I give you a lot of credit. So thanks.
Great. You're welcome. You're welcome. And thanks for sharing that with me. It's always nice to hear that because sometimes podcasting can be a lonely business because, you know, you're sitting there in a room all by yourself recording and you have no idea how those words are landing for people and how it's impacting them. So thank you for sharing that. And thanks for getting out there and doing what it takes, because it's pretty simple in that regard. So help me understand and describe your current business.
I love when you say follow with the speed of instruction. Because that's something that I picked up for you, from you, and you've given out a lot of instruction. And I'll tell you, the first time we met, I felt like I had known you for years, like you're like an old friend, because I'd listened to you for so long, and you're probably looking at me like, who's this guy?
Yeah, maybe initially, but you've certainly become family since, so it's a pleasure. Thanks. You bet. So what does your current business look like on a day-to-day basis? Kind of bring me what you've got your results at, and then like what you're doing right now and striving for.
So for us, and I say us, I've grown this business. We have an office. I was working when we started. I was working out of my wife's condo, thinking that I was a professional, and then grew to have an office, and have had now an employee. Liz has been with me going on 3 years. Now we got a bookkeeper. Don's been going on with me for 2 years, and other ancillary staff and such. And what we do every day is we do real estate investing, depending on what the seller who calls, depending on what the property needs and where it's at. We might wholesale it, we might fix and flip it, and we might also do what I like to do, buy and hold for cash flow, because that's really what it's all about, getting more positive cash flow.
Right. So with regard to generating cash flow, what's working best for you right now?
So when you wholesale a property or you do a fix and flip, it generates a whole chunk of change for you, cash, right? Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah. You're living large, and then as the bank account starts to shrink, you're getting a little stressed, so the next project closes. But if you can build sustainable cash flow where rents are coming in, it doesn't matter where I am. I could be home here in Scottsdale, or I could be traveling with my wife. I could be on the moon. The rent checks come in. They come in. They come in. So for me, generating more buy and holds is a strategy that we really want to focus on. Certainly there's a place for wholesaling and fix and flip in our business model, sure. But the ultimate goal is to generate enough passive cash flow so that it pays for the bills and all the fun stuff that we want to do.
Got it. So when it comes to that, is it just a traditional buy and hold, or are you just finding a house, going to the bank, getting a mortgage, and then buying it and holding it and that way?
Yeah, that's the old fashioned way that may have worked in previous generations, but I've come to learn, especially through the last market crash, that banks aren't our friends. As real estate investors, we operate outside the box. So certainly there's some strategies called subject to that you've educated us on through past podcasts that I learned and have done that as well. But really, working with investors who are looking for a reasonable return on their money is a much more favorable way, because I can still come in with cash, close quickly, offer a cash discount because I'm not having financing, and still be able to give an investor a return secured by real estate and have the property cash flow very well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I kind of teed that one up for you because I knew you weren't using banks. I knew that you've been very good at raising private money, very good at creative strategies. And, you know, the next Epic Intensive is quickly approaching, and I'm going to be doing something that I've never done before. I think it's going to be fitting for the amount of successful case studies that I hear through our coaching programs, through the academy, through the podcast. They're really starting to stack up, and it's really becoming not overwhelming. Overwhelming emotionally for sure. It's becoming very apparent of the impact that we've been able to make here. So what I thought would be great is I'm inviting a few students up at this intensive to actually train with me and take the obviously, there's the lessons that we have inside the Epic Pro Academy, but each person, when you go out there into the real world, you find little tweaks and modifications, and you got your little nuances and idiosyncrasies of your strategies of how it works and how you maybe even made it more efficient for yourself. So you're going to be doing this with us. So you're going to be showing up to this next Epic Intensive. I'm looking very much forward to that. Why should someone attend? What are they going to miss out on that you're going to share that they're going to wish they didn't miss out on?
Well, the strategies that you teach, like, for example, you helped us get this investor funding on the fourplex that we just closed on. Mm-hmm. And the strategies and the tips of getting a fee for putting the deal together. So those that want to attend should be those that are looking to put deals together and to really be proactive and be doers and as you say, follow the speed of instruction. Because, you know, when you put on these epic intensives, you just don't talk about, you know, what to do. We talk about how to do it. Right. And so you move there with the information on how to do it. And you can hit the ground running and take off from there.
Super. Great. Well, I can't wait for it. Tickets are still available. You can go to epicintensive.com if you'd like to come and see Stuart and the other two fantastic students with their each individual strategies. We'd love to have you there. Epicintensive.com. And that is it. Any final words there, Stuart?
You know, I'm looking forward to it. This will be a great opportunity for meet other people that have been helped by you. Because I know, like you say, sometimes when you're in the podcast, you feel like you're all alone. But I know there are others out there. So I look forward to seeing you and meeting them as well.
Awesome. I've told them all about you. They can't wait to meet you either. All right. Thanks, bud. Take care.
Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.